The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings once again to all of Faith and our friends who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We are indeed grateful to God for the privilege to be back with you for another short visit in your home or automobile as you drive along the highway. We're also grateful to those who help to make this visit possible from time to time. Surely, we should take advantage of the opportunities to do our best for the cause of God before the door is forever closed upon us. For your consideration at this time, I have chosen a verse found in Joshua 24:15. Let me read a part of this verse to you. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Now, these words were spoken by Joshua when he had almost reached the end of a very profitable life of service and devotion to God and the Hebrew nation, which lasted for 110 years. See Joshua 24:29. Joshua recounted the experiences through which God had led them. This included the deliverance from the Egyptians, the passage through the Red Sea, the victory over their enemies in Jericho, and all of the other foes which dwelt in this land of promise which was given into their hands. Joshua also called their attention to the words of the Lord as recorded in Joshua 24:13, "And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat." Now this brought these people face to face with a decision which was required of them. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. The wonderful privilege of choice was offered to them at this time. We're often called upon to make certain choices in life, beginning from early days of childhood, all the way through our growing years, into manhood, and down into the golden years of old age. Before we were able to choose for ourselves, others chose for us the blue or pink baby clothes which our parents so finely placed upon us as they watched our every smile or frown. The type of food was carefully selected which would furnish nourishment for those young, growing bodies. But after a while, the child is no longer satisfied to have others choose for him. He wants the toys of his own choosing. He picks out the colors which suit him best. And so, before long, this child is offered the opportunity to choose you this day the type of friends with whom he shall associate, the places of amusement which he shall attend, the amount of education he wants, the companion which suits his fancy, the kind of work, if any, which he shall do, the type of house in which he shall live, and most important of all, the choice of whether or not he shall seek to serve God or turn away to follow the pleasures of this life. And finally, if he has not been very careful to provide for the arrangements to be made after his short life is over, his friends or relatives will select the shroud in which they desire to see the last glimpse of their loved one as he is laid to rest beneath the sod. So you see, my friends, there are many choices to be made in life. However, some things are of small importance, yet others are vital to each one of us. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7, we read, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now, some decisions of choice may be delayed for a while, and sometimes even indefinitely. But here is one choice which is paramount and of vital importance. It is only those who have little regard for their spiritual welfare who are willing to delay their choice to seek God. This verse which I have just read says, "To seek ye the Lord while he may be found." This indicates to me that there comes a time when it is too late to seek him. Then, too, he only promises to reward those who seek him. God is certainly under no obligation to reward us if we put forth no effort to seek him. Now, speaking of choices being forced upon us and their urgency being of vital importance, allow me to tell you of a choice which I once had to make, and make in a hurry. There was very little time to make sure we were making the right choice. A number of years ago, my son, who was at that time about 7 or 8 years old, and I had been having considerable sport with some fishing lines which we baited and dropped into the river from a railroad bridge not far from town. The one end of the line was fastened securely to the bridge, and we made regular checks at least twice a day or more to see what catches, if any, we had made. On one particular occasion after dark, I, accompanied by my wife and children, stopped my car near this bridge while my son and I walked the railroad ties out on the bridge to check the fishing lines and reset them for the night. This bridge must have been several hundred feet in length, and we were approximately halfway or more across it while caring for these lines. Not remembering the exact words which were spoken at this unforgettable experience, please allow me to add my own dialogue here. "Daddy, I think I hear a train coming," exclaimed my son. "No, son, that train is not on this track. It is on the main line over there coming into town," I explained, assuring him that not many trains traveled this line, and that rather infrequently. So we proceeded to busy ourselves with putting live minnows on the hooks and dropping them again into the river, while the train rumbled down the main track in the distance, soon to be no longer heard. Now, above the treetops, I had noticed a glow of light which seemed a little unusually bright, but endeavored to dismiss it as being of no importance. But before long, when I looked up again, there was no mistake but what a freight train was bearing down upon us from around the curve. The reflection from the headlight of the engine became ever more and more apparent as it shone from behind the trees. "Oh, Willie," I cried, "I believe that's a train coming." This made matters worse, for my son became very excited, as well as myself, and I was faced with a decision to make. Shall we try to make it back to the side of the bridge where my family was, and facing the oncoming train at that? Or shall we try to drop off onto one of the piers nearby which supported the bridge while my family waited in suspense? And shall we leave the bucket of minnows on the bridge which might arouse suspicion of the train crew? I quickly made the choice to take all and abandon the bridge as quickly as possible. So with a firm grip on my son's hand, we walked the cross ties toward the oncoming train to safety, where we waited while the train rumbled by in the darkness of the night. Friends, you have a choice to make. Shall you give your heart and life to God while you have the opportunity, or shall you wait until it is too late? Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we pray for those out in radio land who are tuned to this broadcast. No doubt some are hesitating to take the way of the cross. We pray that you would give them courage to make one final decision and say one eternal yes to thy will for Christ's sake. Amen. And now, friends, as you ponder this thought and make your decision, let me read this verse in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the first verse. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Then notice the 13th and 14th verses of the same chapter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Lord help each one to make their decision and make it for God. Here's Francis with a few excerpts from the letter exchange today.
I'm glad to be with you again. I have two interesting letters I'm going to read. From Missouri, dear Brother Willie and family, greetings of Christian love. I have listened to most of your messages since you started. I have enjoyed them all and thankful that the gospel is being preached to more souls. Trust God to bless you and your efforts to the salvation of many precious souls. From Oklahoma, dear Sister Francis and Brother Willie, we send greetings of love to you this morning. Trust these few lines will find all of you well and encouraged in the Lord. We are thankful this morning for the many blessings He bestows upon us each day. We appreciate more and more His love He had for us even before we were born in the world. He made a way where we could be saved from our life of sin and be able to enjoy living for Him, free from sin right down here in this present world. Thank the dear Lord. We wanted to tell you that we enjoyed your program and look forward to it each Friday night. Here is a little offering to help with the broadcast.
Thank the Lord for those interesting and encouraging letters. Now, before we leave the air, I want to tell you that if you would like a copy of today's message in typewritten form, you may have one free of charge by requesting message number 4265. Address all correspondence to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now until next Friday night, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy.
And Francis.
Saying may God bless you wherever you may be, and a very pleasant good night.